Now, just over 2 years on since Scotland last went to the polls to decide its future within Britain, there again calls for another vote for independence. Earlier last week, Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon announced her intentions to put the issue before the Scottish Parliament, causing quite the political stir. To discuss what has prompted these renewed calls, I'm joined in studio by producer David Gavin. David, good morning, mate.
Good morning.
Now, what exactly has triggered these calls for another referendum?
Okay, so the driving force behind these renewed calls for another referendum of Scottish independence has mainly been Nicola Sturgeon, the First Minister for Scotland. Mm-hmm. She's sort of been driving these calls ever since the Brexit vote last year, saying that she didn't want and doesn't believe Scotland should be taken out of the EU against its will.
Right.
So that's been
because I believe that in the actual Brexit vote, I think Scotland fairly strongly voted to remain.
They most certainly did. So I think it was about 62% of Scotland voted to remain in the EU. And this debate now of whether Scotland should have another referendum, Nicola Sturgeon's put forward a timetable of between September 2018 and I think May 2019, mm-hmm. so between autumn 18 and spring 19 in regards to the UK and their seasons. But that's come in. That's at loggerheads with the view of the British Prime Minister. She thinks that's the wrong. This is the wrong time to be having another referendum, given the Brexit negotiations with the EU.
She's got a lot on her plate, the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, and especially today. We heard earlier, obviously, what's going on in London today. There's a lot happening.
Yes,
a lot on her plate at the moment. Now, what needs to be done in terms of sort of parliamentary process to bring another vote?
Okay, so in terms of what needs to be done, the Scottish Parliament needs to agree to an order in council. Mm-hmm. So the Scottish First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has said she will put this before the Scottish Parliament, I think, very, very soon. The order in council is in accordance with Section 30, Subsection 2 of the Scotland Act 1998. Now, this particular act can legislate on some things, but others are reserved for the UK as per the Act.
Yeah.
So once that's passed by the Scottish Parliament, that then needs to be passed by both houses of the UK Parliament and then accession to the Queen to agree that Scotland can have another referendum on whether it becomes independent.
Yeah, I think the way it's a weird old system, the way their things work as far as Scotland within the UK and how their laws and things are affected and decided upon. And it's, I mean, you and I could talk for hours just on that process alone. Now, how would it work if Scotland do vote to leave the UK but opt to stay in the EU? I mean, they share a landmass, essentially. They got a direct border.
Yeah.
How does that all work?
Okay. So in terms of how they stay in the EU and all of that sort of thing, it's really not as simple as saying Scotland leaves the UK and automatically it re-enters the EU. There's a few complicating factors involved. So in a piece by Eliza McIntosh for CNN, it is reported that by holding the vote before the Brexit negotiations are complete, Nicola Sturgeon may argue that Scotland has the authority to remain as a member of the EU. Mm-hmm. However, the article also cites legal opinion which suggests that it may need to reapply as a new state.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because the UK would be part of as of until sort of recently, the UK would be part of the EU, but not necessarily England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales individually.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot to be done there. Now, how have other countries in the United Kingdom and also in Europe reacted to the decision to have to leave the EU and the subsequent calls? I mean, what we're talking about here with in regards to Scotland.
Okay. So it's very interesting on that point, Adrian. There have also been calls from the leader of the Sinn Féin party in Northern Ireland to leave the UK and reunite with their southern neighbours.
This blows my mind.
Yes.
So especially if I know, a 15th, a 100th of the history of Ireland and what's going on there. So to hear that Sinn Féin are saying what they're saying now, that's amazing. That's gobsmacking, really.
So it's a very complicated situation, as you would imagine, in Northern Ireland and in Ireland in general with the history that they have. But the Sinn Féin party at the moment, it's not the dominant party in Ireland. It's one seat short of that. They were in a power-sharing agreement with the Democratic Unionist Party. Now, the Democratic Unionist Party believe in ties with Great Britain, whereas the Sinn Féin party believe in a united Ireland. So there's quite a bit of controversy going on there at the moment, with Sinn Féin recently walking away from a power-sharing agreement with the DUP, and now London deciding whether they will come in and act as the ruling party for the time being in Northern Ireland. So there's been quite a bit of controversy going around, yeah. and it's all been fueled in one way or another by the Brexit vote last year. As you mentioned, Scotland voted to stay within the EU as a country. Mm-hmm. So did Northern Ireland. 55 to 45, I think, was the margin there. And Wales and England brought about the Brexit vote. So in terms of other countries around Europe, there's terms being bandied about like Brexit? Brexit, of course. Frexit. Yep. So
Frexit would be France?
It would. Grexit?
That'd be Greece?
Yep. And Nexit?
Netherlands.
Yes.
Hey.
So the spate of nationalist movements bringing about these various terms in regards to EU membership and whether certain European countries want to remain as part of the EU and whether the EU is collapsing, whether the UK is collapsing because of these implications associated with leaving the EU. It's a very complicated situation and something hopefully we can explore in coming weeks.
Yeah, it's super interesting stuff. And for someone, I mean, I'm not an overly sort of political person, but to hear and read about how that system works over there in the UK mm-hmm. with these different countries, and some of them want to be on their own and this and that. So very, very interesting stuff. Well, David, thank you so much for bringing that to light.
Thank you, Adrian.
And as you say, it'll be very fascinating to see how that unfolds and for the people of Britain and Europe.